In honor of Alex Trebek and Sean Connery, this cold open is to you.
And welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy. Because of what just happened before the commercial, I'd like to apologize to all blind people and children. That said, let's take a look at the scores. Robin Williams has set a Jeopardy record by buzzing in 2,000 times and never answering a question.
Yes, thank you, yes, Jeopardy, yes. Heal you, my boy, you are healed! We found Tom Selleck's mustache, yes, it's time to go over here and look at the scoreboard. What do we have here? Oh, Vanna White, can we turn the letter? She's having a vowel to move it. Yes, oh, hi, I'm Robert Downey Jr., who Jr. wants a recount. Here's a kid to go home.
Thank you, thank you. Moving on. Catherine Zeta-Jones has no score at all because she's mostly been talking about her recent marriage.
Alex, I'd like to say hello to my new baby and my wonderful husband, Michael, darling, if you're watching. The diapers are in the bedroom closet, and the baby's diapers are under the sink. I love you, darling.
That's beautiful. And finally, Sean Connery's also here. Let's move on to Double Jeopardy, where the categories...
Not so fast, Trebek.
I really thought that was going to work.
Well, you were wrong, you mountebank. I pose a conundrum to you, a riddle, if you will.
I don't want to hear it.
What's the difference between you and a mallard with a cold? One's a sick duck, and I can't remember how it ends, but your mother's a whore.
Wonderful. Let's take a look at the categories. They are potent potables, point to your own head, letters or numbers, will this hurt if you put it in your mouth? An album cover, make any noise, and finally, famous Muppet frogs. I should add that the answer to every question in that category is Kermit.
Thank you. Yes, Kermit. It's like Kermit and John Wayne going, it's not easy being Green Pilgrim. It's like Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I'm Kermit the Frog. That's me, Schwarzenegger Kermit.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
He has a point. All right, Catherine Zeta-Jones, we'll start with you.
I'll take giraffes for a billion.
Let's just go with letters or numbers for 200. And the answer is 5. Is 5 a letter or a number? The number 5. Is it a number? Ring. Mr. Williams.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, yes. Right now there's a guy at home going, what the hell's going on there? Why don't you change it?
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Williams, you already rang in.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing, though. Monica Lewinsky's at home going, mwah!
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Williams, I hate you.
But I love you! It's like Jesse Helms and Michael Jackson going, Yo quiero Taco Bell!
You are a very sick man. Anyone besides Mr. Williams? Beep. 5 is, of course, a number. Catherine Zeta-Jones, sadly, it's still your board.
I'll take TV shows that did stories about my wedding for 300.
For the last time, that is not a category. Sean Connery, why don't you pick?
Well, the game is afoot. I'll take anal bum cover for 7,000.
That's an album cover, not anal bum cover.
I can read, Trebek, that says anal bum cover. I spent 5 years of my life trying to invent an anal bum cover, and failing to do so is my greatest regret.
You have led a horrifying life. The category is an album cover, and the answer is the Beatles' white album is this color. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Who are the Beatles?
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
No, I'm asking you, who are the Beatles? I've never heard of them.
Oh, the Beatles, oh yes, what were they, the Volkswagen Beatles? And they'd be back there going, I want to hold you to Farfetch New again.
For the love of God, shut your mouth. I'll tell you what, let's just go to Final Jeopardy. And the category is, you know what? You guys just decide. You each ask your own question and answer it. There's no way you can get this wrong, because you're asking the question. Ask yourself anything at all, and then answer it. You'd have to be the dumbest people in the world to mess this up, and now let's see how you manage to mess it up. Robin Williams wrote, nothing, because he stuck his pen through his own hand.
Yes, yes, you know what it's like, suddenly it's a Shakespearean actor who's gay going, tell us for your...
Don't ever come here again. Catherine Zeta-Jones asked herself this question, what sound does a doggy make? Fine. And you answered... blank. You didn't know the answer. You couldn't answer your own question.
It was hard.
Unbelievable. And finally, Sean Connery asked himself, and shows half a picture of a horse having sex with Alex Trebek. Okay, I think I know where this is going. Let me just see here. Yeah, that's a horse having sex with me. Okay, that's beautiful.
Come on, you pansy. Let the people see my work.
No, we're not going to do that. I quit again. Good night. No, keep that going. Just a little bit longer. Now switch it into Tim and Eric. All right. Well, that's the show.
That's it. Good
that's night, it.
That's all we got.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Podzilla 1985, and you know what day it is. It's Saturday, and that means that it...
But it's not.
It's not.
Hold on. Let me pull up my calendar real quick. Oh, shit, it's Friday. Well, if it's Friday, then Dalton, what time is it?
It's horse
Daddy
time.
Time.
God fucking Cody. God, I hate you, Cody. Sandusky.
That's fine.
You bitch.
We actually, you know what? I'm excited, guys. Before we get to the
I was super into the excitement I had for horse time. And you fucked it up.
Before we get to the intros, I'm very excited. I didn't want to tell you guys this beforehand. I wanted to surprise you. We have an official sponsor for tonight's show.
All right, who is it?
Tonight's show of Horse Time is sponsored by GoDaddy.com.
God, you fuckers.
Hey, before we get too far out, remember, we also got to thank our other sponsor. Let's give a quick shout out to Christina Applegate.
Yeah. Yeah. And with that said... It is horse time. It's the legendary PZ85 group horse for happiness. And my name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, every Friday night, we've got Double H.
The game is afoot.
We've got the MVP of horse time every time he's on, Cody Sandusky.
And I love you!
Lindsay Wolfgang here with us this week.
Hi.
Lindsay Wolfgang here with us this week.
I said hi! Pay
it's like
attention.
It's like Lindsay's home going, what the hell is going on here?
And the big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Not pictured tonight. Almost on the show, Derek Boxdorfer, unfortunately.
Fuck that guy.
Missed it by that much.
Also, I've listened to the episodes recently. Any time that Lindsay cuts out, which I don't record with Lindsay a whole lot, she will cut out because I didn't hear her say hi at all like the rest of us. But it's going to come through clear as day on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's why she gets frustrated.
That's why it's
that's
funny.
How it works.
Exactly. That's the fun part.
And we can just make the joke that we don't hear because she's a woman.
No, we can't, though.
Yes, we can.
Who is we over there, Adolf Squeakers?
Yeah, you got a mouse in your pocket?
Let's start the show off this week by talking about a little bit of sad news, actually. Because we didn't get to talk about this at all. We didn't do Thursday's show because Jesse had a dick in his throat or something. I don't know exactly what happened.
He's ill.
He was ill?
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, that would make me ill as well.
Well, I mean, it depends on how far back it reaches. Like, if it's doing damage back there, then yeah.
Well, who's
no, it? See, that's the difference between you and me. It would make me ill regardless.
Two things. One, I can handle it. Two, who is he dating? Lexington Steel? By the way, real quick, let's give a quick shout out to Lexington Steel real quick. Just want to... Real.
That's just you, homie.
Real.
No, I did too.
It's just you.
He's a hero.
I don't know what to do with this.
He's a hero of the industry. But both Sean Connery and Alex Trebek passed away in the week since we got to do our last show, and that's very, very sad. We were watching Celebrity Jeopardy tonight, and Lindsay was laughing along to it, and then I said, and now they're both dead in the same week, and she got
real
sad.
And I immediately
sad.
Went, aww.
Yeah.
Oh, Lindsay, don't be a wrestling fan at all.
I know. I hear it's been bad, too.
All the time.
Me and Shannon played a game one time until it got to Chris Benoit, and then we decided this game wasn't fun anymore.
Oh,
who's still alive?
Oh, you're talking about we were playing, what was it, like, it was one of the old SmackDown games, and we're like,
No, it was, we were watching a Bash at the Beach on the
network. Yeah. Yeah, wrestling's not fun for anybody anymore, which, by the way, did you see they released Zelina Vega?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that a little bit. And did you see what she tweeted 10 minutes before the official statement came out?
I did. She's talking about unionization. And
so apparently that is rumored to not have anything to do with it. That evidently
I figured
almost entirely based around her not stopping her Twitch stream after they told her to.
Yeah, which, again, like I had said in a conversation about it, if you're making a solid income doing Twitch or OnlyFans or whatever it is that you decide to do, believe for you.
Yeah,
you don't
she's
get
doing
to have,
that too, apparently.
She is.
Yeah. You don't get to have a company, or at least you wouldn't think you get to have a company that treats you as an independent contractor, tell you what to do with yourself off of company hours.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah, I was telling Maria about that. I was explaining to her how they treat their wrestlers. How you're an independent contractor in the sense that they don't have to give you the benefits and that shit, but at the same time, you're signed to a contract and you can't work anywhere else, which makes no sense. That's the most... I mean, I know this isn't breaking new ground or anything, but then you hear about this with Zelina Vega and her saying, I support unions, and, like, man, it just feels so scummy. It feels so scummy. Scummier than usual.
Yes.
Or,
yes, it does.
Or so I thought...
Nowhere. No, it's what else can we say? What else is there to say about it?
I feel like we've dedicated multiple episodes of PWU to this.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, fellas. Think about this. I read about this today, and it's a good point. If Joe Biden wins the presidency, which is a big if, I guess.
No, it's not. He did. It's done.
Well, only if you count the illegal votes.
Yeah, if you don't, we need to count every legal vote.
Yeah, if you count legal votes, Trump won by a lot. He said so himself.
If you do that, it's also, it's still... No matter if you stop or if you start, it's still done.
No, but
it's over.
They have to remove all the illegal votes.
Okay, I'm cutting this off of the pass. I will say I find it amusing that the Washington Post decided to give Georgia to Biden the day after the recount started. That was just humorous timing for me.
Well, they're hand recounting Georgia.
Yeah, and that started yesterday, but the Washington Post today is like, ah, fuck it. It's fine. It's his. It's like, oh, cool, you had a week to talk about it, but nah, you'll do it now.
And my point is, before I lose it, because we'll get on so many tangents, my point is that with Biden coming into office, there's a good chance that Andrew Yang is going to get a cabinet position. If Andrew Yang gets in a cabinet position, he could make life a little, you know, difficult for WWE, because he's talked about it before. That's been something that he has mentioned and seemed kind of passionate about.
Oh, God, give him the head of the Small Business Administration just to fucking jab it to Vince.
That would be amazing. I would vote for Biden. Again.
Jesus Christ.
And I might have to, honestly.
Not again. You can't do it again. You already did it once.
Yeah, Eric Trump. Minnesota, get out and vote the week after the vote. What in the fuck?
I'm going to try to keep up with Hunter tonight.
Mm. Yeah, good luck.
I'm aware. I'm just saying I'm going to try to.
Hey,
Jesus Christ.
Actually, to be fair, I'm not really running into much of my my best content tonight. It's not as... Oh, never mind. Hang on. See,
I was about to say, are you telling us we're not worth it?
Usually right around the time that I say that, something like this happens. And then...
What?
It says cock.
The joke is now... By the way, I used that today without getting too in detail in my workplace. one of the people with whom I work, and you know what I mean, said something, and I was like, see, and now the joke is funnier because he explained it. And then I realized, these people are not my friends. They don't get that bit. Whoops.
For an exclusive group of people.
You were just amazing.
Yeah,
because
I very much
dickhead.
Got a look. I very much got... Oh, I told Shannon about this, but yesterday, one of them said something to me to the effect of, oh, now we can do this because I'm back for the first time in a month. And my instinct kicked in, and I looked at him and went, oh, can we? And again, I had a brief moment of, oh, you can't do that here. That's not how that works.
You can
use that
friend
humor
three
in the professional
years.
Workspace.
Oh.
In 3 years, you're good to go.
I'm still doing it. I mean, it's gonna happen. You know, yeah,
I wish I saw.
Oh, I got something to go with your. To be fair. Something
fair.
To go with your cool mint chicken noodle.
That
you
was
can just
disgusting.
Do this.
Ew.
Oh,
that's good. That's
sweet
good.
Baby.
That is good shit right there.
For the record, this was the follow up to that because they asked the question and this was the response.
Stone cold. God, it's you say the reason, and for those at home who don't get to see the illustrious images,
start
it's a
paying.
Hot dog with,
start paying, Chief, because that's what our new tier is.
That's
the
new Patreon.
Well,
tier.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, but I'll allude to the fact that it includes Aquafresh the toothpaste, and the reason that makes me shudder doubly is that there is a great YouTube channel
you're
called
gonna
Cocktail
need two hands,
Chemist.
Grandma.
Oh my God. fuck it. It's fine.
No, Cody, please.
What did Cocktail Chemist do?
So he made the, what is the hangover shot or whatever the drink that Mo makes in The Simpsons that includes using like the pregnancy test to stir it and all of that. And he actually went through the painstaking effort of trying to pick out the red part of the Aquafresh to make it happen. And I felt really bad for this man who had made his career out of that in that moment, trying to separate the components of a toothpaste for a terrible cocktail.
I feel like he made a choice there, though. That was
no, he did. No, that was a distinct choice, and it got him. He got him some million of views, so I mean, it worked out pretty well for him in the end, I guess.
Lindsay, I know you feel kind of left out whenever the boys start talking this much, so I found something just for you.
Why are you being a smartass?
No, I know you like ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Are you going to make me not like ice cream anymore? Because that's going to make me really sad, and it's going to make you owe me that Murloc pop that I sent to you on Facebook.
Do you like ice cream or not?
I do like ice cream.
Well, then I've got the perfect summer treat for you.
Why did you say it like Stefan?
Stefan, yeah.
New York's hottest hot dog is the ice dog sandwich.
It's the ice dog.
I mean, that's less offensive than hot dog pie, but I'm still not thrilled.
here's the thing, though. So based upon this, there's ketchup on one side, and is it just mustard is the entire other half of the sandwich?
Oh, you're making Lindsay so hungry.
I mean, I don't like ketchup or mustard.
And I would avoid an ice dog sandwich or a hot dog in most cases.
I mean, I'd eat mine plain or with peanut butter. We've discussed this.
Oh, yeah, we have.
So
it just came screaming back to me.
They did. Apparently, this is just credited to the Indians. I don't know which Indians, but they made a Fruit Loop hot dog.
Ew.
I'm going to assume the Cleveland.
Nasty.
Yes. I'm here for it.
Why?
Hook me
Why?
Up.
Why?
Why do
I would
people
do
put food that don't belong together?
Cody, let me help you out here. If that was on Steve's menu, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. No, that's the exact thought I was having too.
This
like, Steve's hot dogs told me this is a new thing that we're doing. I'd be like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is Lindsay's face when I posted the.
No.
Why must you hurt me in this way?
Exactly. Just disdain and disappointment all mixed into one.
I think there's nothing better than a good hot dog, fellas. Don't know about you.
Hey, Dalton.
I do eat them hot dogs on a regular basis.
That whiteboard marker made it personal.
Oh,
they took that personally.
I took that personally. Guys, I have a quick election update. I just want you to check this out. It turns out it's over. It's done. Isopod wins. It's a unanimous decision.
That reminds me of a fantastic horror film that we
watched.
That's
a whole lot of Isopod.
Called The Bay.
You know what?
Ooh,
I'll take Isopod.
Good movie.
As President Isopod be great.
I feel like Hunter and Lindsay are the only ones that have seen The Bay, because I know Dalton won't go near it, and I'm pretty sure Cody won't either.
Seen
I really
what?
Liked it.
The Bay.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't
think I've seen it.
Found footage movie about people getting sick in this small town, and it turns out it's, spoiler alert, it's mutated isopods. So,
okay, that's not the one I'm thinking of then, because I'm thinking of the one where it's the seaside village where the pirate ship.
No,
that's the
fog.
Fog. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
But there's a part in The Bay where you see, like, you know, the person's mouth open and the isotope is just sitting in its mouth because it ate its tongue. And you know how isotopes.
Did you say isotope?
I said isotope, yeah.
You were Lindsay hit you with that.
Sarah's in the other room making her head hurt right now with that comment.
You said isotope. You were thinking about The Simpsons. You were thinking about
the isotopes, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The Springfield isotope.
Yeah. We watched a good, we watched a pretty good horror film last night that took me by surprise. I want to give a quick shout out to it. If you have Shudder, I highly recommend it. It's called Blood Vessel, and it's about it's during World War II, a torpedoed hospital ship. The survivors are on a raft, and they're out in the middle of the ocean, and they come across a Nazi ship, and it's the only one they've seen in forever, so they take refuge aboard it, and everyone's gone. It's empty. And it's them trying to figure out what happened on this Nazi ship. Spoiler alert, it's a Strigoi. And if you don't know what a Strigoi is, it is like a subset of vampire. And I know you're thinking, oh god, another vampire movie. But this vampire was badass. Let me find a picture of him, because he's not just a dude.
But do you have to?
They're from Romanian mythology.
Yes.
I had to look this up because I knew the term, and I was like, I know there's a difference here, but I can't remember.
I know it because Shannon said it.
They're very
animalistic. I did look up myself, too.
They are. This is a bad image of it, but this is what he looks like in the film. And he just...
Oh.
He looks awesome. Like,
that's cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really, really good horror film. So if you're looking for a good, scary movie, I highly suggest it. It was good. It was good.
And Dalton's immediately bailing out of it with a new meme. Yeah, that's, you said it's called Blood Vessels?
Blood Vessel, yeah.
Blood Vessel.
Blood singular. Vessel.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the Fridays don't have enough cat pictures.
No, but Shannon's here, which means you know the one cat thing we're going to get.
Is the one getting punched in the face and the little hat getting knocked off.
All right, so yeah, I'm trying
it's already
to...
Been, yeah, I'm about to say, it's already been posted once tonight. We don't need it again. Don't encourage the boy.
Too late.
you didn't put the spoiler alert this time.
I already did that once.
Yeah, he already did it once. Because I was like, what are you spoiling? And then, no, it was just joy.
Here, I got a picture of...
What? The Necrofurbicon?
I was going to say, was that the Furbicon?
That's the Furbinomicon.
That was at least going to get Lindsay. Oh, thank you, Hunter.
He's got problems. He's seen things.
I'm saving that one.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Fuck you.
Oh, it's a good boy.
What is wrong with that cat?
Now I can't look at my computer.
He can drive. He can drive a car.
Is that Toonces?
That's Toonces, the driving cat. That's what happened to him.
Oh, wait, I have a scarier picture of a cat, and this one's real.
Fucking don't.
Here, Cody, no, let me help you out. Just read this instead. Good Lord, three memes at the same time.
Cool. I've just minimized Discord, so you guys can have fun, and Cody will just play along with the mystery at home with the listeners.
No, don't do that.
Paste it again.
That's
here,
lame.
Cody, look now. I need you to read this out loud.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I do.
Cody.
What the fuck?
What does it say?
I'm trying to see what's underneath, but all I can
That's
see
not
is
important.
The owie you fuck. Owie you fuck, I touched the oven!
Yes. There you go. This friend will save you from all the scary memes.
But he won't.
He did it. Take
just a little mouse.
He does it all. I'm sure he does it all, but I don't
Cody,
think he's going to be able to help
Cody,
me.
Cody, just play that Puff Puff Pass, okay?
What the fuck?
Why does that look like the stairwell at our former, well, your former employer?
Oh, you can say it, River Radio. And it does. It actually, that might be at River Radio. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, man. Now that we've wasted...
Why does anybody listen to this?
Yeah, I know. Me and Jesse were talking about this. Like, I don't understand how people actually listen to it.
Jesse tried to come at me and be like, you know, there are times you guys just talk, you just make yourselves laugh in the chat. Like, that's not really good content. I'm like, yeah, it's the best content. It's the
best people.
That's based on the listens, I'm pretty sure that
I was about
there's
to say,
nothing
the
to
metrics
discuss.
Bear it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just want to have a good time. They don't want to hear about important things or like controversial things or interesting things. They just want to.
I must say, or anything.
They just want to laugh and they want to see pictures of creepy cats that are going to make Cody run.
All right. Tag yourself.
I'm all the Black Trump supporters.
I'm gonna be not Naruto.
But I want to be not Naruto.
I am. It's this. It's the dyslexia.
No, I'm Kentucky fucking Christ.
I'm obviously Jesus Fortnite chicken. Hunter, get us one of those lists of the choose pick two things that we did that one time.
Oh,
that was fun.
Like a pick three. Like
yeah,
pick three thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Wait, are we playing Lotto?
And
no, not yes. Not that kind of pick three.
And
it's
and,
you can only keep
it's like you
three
can only
or
have
whatever.
Three,
no.
Yeah.
God, you made me post it. Get it out of there.
No.
Get it out of there.
What?
Oh, it opened up on another tab. Thank you.
All right, I deleted it.
No, that was cool looking.
So I was.
You can have it. Send it to Lindsay. Was,
why did that scare you? It was cute. All
right, here we go.
I'm a jumpy individual, Lindsay. I'm scared
you,
of everything.
You can only pick. You can only pick two of these pills.
Okay, you can only pick two of these pills. All right.
The pills are...
Don't need number three, because I do that enough as it is.
Cody, let me read the pills. The pills are look 15 years younger.
No.
Read minds for 3 days. Forget your ex.
Yeah.
Eat without gaining weight. Add 5 centimeters to your height. That's such an oddly specific amount.
Right.
Become super strong. Have a lot of money. Always feel happy. Or get millions of followers. Pick two.
I'll go first. I know a lot of you are thinking, clearly Shannon's going to pick forget your ex, and you're right. Forget your ex and have a lot of money. That one was easy.
I'm shallow as hell, so I'm going with 4. Eat without gaining gaining weight. I can't read. And 7, have a lot of money.
Hunter, did they make a 10th pill for saying words correctly?
They don't.
I don't read well. I'm sorry. I'm honestly amazed I didn't stumble during the opening.
Let's see.
If only today.
I'm going to go with number 5.
Which, by the way, for those at home, 5 centimeters is approximately 2 inches.
So you're going to add 2 inches to your height?
No, yeah. Dalton, it's adding 2 inches to your height.
Yeah, my my favorite K-pop idol tweeted out that he grew 2 centimeters overnight, and he was super stoked. So I just need that 5 centimeters.
Happen. I'm telling you, that didn't happen.
No, Jimin from BTS definitely got 2 inches taller. And
because he told you that he did?
Yeah.
It's called platform shoes. Heels will do that. Wait.
Dalton, did you say you said 2 inches just now? Did you mean 2 inches or 2 centimeters?
No, it was 2 centimeters. Oh, did I say 2 inches? My bad. I meant 2. Meant 2 centimeters.
2 centimeters would be approximately, math is hurting my head right now. Like what, 0.8 inches?
But he's taller. Good for Jimin. And 7, have a lot of money.
I mean, I think we're all going to pick money, right? Money's
no, actually, I'm going 4 and 5 because your boy likes to stress eat. And so it's not really great to do
Why
that.
Why is
lot.
It that everybody who's taller than me still wants to add to their height? I'm very
so
confused.
So we can be more taller.
Here's the thing, Hunter.
More taller. Maybe you need to add a 5 centimeter to your brain.
That is
you
not good.
Never
English.
Make it on Podzilla with that language.
Yet it keeps coming back. So here's the thing for me. I want to be 6 feet. And if you could just straighten out my spine a little bit, because my last initial is in my spine, thanks to that good old scoliosis, I'm not technically there. So if I could add 5 centimeters, I could be over 6 foot, and I would like
that. Cody, just for you, in honor of you, here is a cat crossbred with a fish.
Why?
And then here's Nestle.
Jesus, that's just body horror. That's what that is.
Lindsay, I need you to know that your meme just now reads as,
I know.
I'm also upset that Lindsay went over Nestwick really quick.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
All right.
Here's a new one.
All right.
You're trapped in a parallel universe. You have to pick 3 to help you escape. Will it be White Samurai? White Samurai, Black Viking, Asian Lumberjack, White Pharaoh, Black Wizard, Asian Cowboy, White Monk, Black Jew, or Asian Santa? Which 3 will help you escape the parallel universe?
I want to know who made this selection.
I need you to know that I'm going just straight bottom row. White Monk, Black Jew, and Asian Santa. I feel like there's enough there that can get me safe.
I'm gonna crisscross a little bit. I'm going to go White Samurai, Black Wizard, Asian Cowboy.
These choices were made so quickly. Cody, we're not hearing from you, and that's concerning.
No, you're not, because Asian Lumberjack, White Pharaoh, Black Viking.
That Black Viking is pretty
so
impressive.
So quick about this. I don't know.
I think I'm taking the other diagonal. I'm going to do the Asian Lumberjack, Black Wizard, and White Monk.
I'll just say I don't like the way the White Pharaoh's eyed me up.
Is it racist that the more I look at it, the more I like? I just don't like any of the white characters. I don't like them at all.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna be right back. Image that Tom Cruise as White Samurai was a very mediocre movie.
Cody, I got a movie for you. It's called
No. I think I know the name of it. Shannon, is it called Daddy?
That's the sequel. The one I'm thinking of is The Last Ninja on Earth, starring Chris Farley.
No, wait.
It was Tom Hanks, but yes.
He did make that movie. It was called Beverly Hills Ninja.
I was about to say,
it's not Last Ninja on Earth. God. That, like, I want to like that movie, but I can't.
No one likes that movie. Also, am I the only one that thinks the Black Wizard doesn't actually look black?
No, he's
I mean, I just didn't think he looked like a very convincing wizard.
He just has a robe and found a book, but, you know.
Yeah, but the problem is he can't read it.
Oh.
No.
He can't read it because it's in, like, wizard scripture, and he hasn't studied enough.
Wizard scripture.
I don't know the term.
Like it's calligraphy?
It's in a Nokia.
Is that what we're talking about?
I think I may have made the worst and funniest joke I've ever made on this show, and Dalton didn't laugh, and I'm a little sad about that.
Oh, Lord, so it sounds like it's time to get away from this. let's try something a little tamer. All right.
Hey, Dalton, I understood that reference.
No, don't make me.
15 types of French fries, you get 3.
All right, this one's easy for me because I don't really like fries. Curly fries, cheese fries, and chili trees fries. I'm done. Chili trees.
Chili trees.
Chili trees.
Out. I'm out.
Okay, I'm going to go waffle, shoestring, and standard cut.
No, give me curly, chips, and cheese fries, but yeah, that'll do it.
Every one of you people skipped over garlic fries, and now I'm questioning our friendships.
Here's the thing. Garlic fries are good, but they're better when you put poutine ingredients.
Hey, nobody
on top
said
of it.
You couldn't have that stuff, Cody Sandusky.
I mean, these things are very explicit about their instructions. I'm trying to read them.
I'm going garlic fries, crinkle cut potato wedges, and that's the correct answer.
Here's the big thing before we get to Lindsay's, though, is which is the one nobody wants? Standard? No, Dalton said standard.
Dalton
said standard.
Cottage? None of us have said it, and I don't know if I've ever encountered it.
We used to have them at Rosie's at the restaurant I worked at in New Madrid. It was fine.
Okay.
What are Belgian fries? I can't read the... Hang on, let me open the original thing.
Irregularly sliced double fried potatoes served in a cone with mayonnaise and other condiments.
Okay, that's the incorrect answer.
Yeah, that just sounds gross.
Double fried sounds good. The rest of it I'm not terribly fussed about, but double fried potatoes sounds
Lindsay, good. Lindsay, you go. You go.
Tater tots, curly fries, and potato wedges.
Okay.
If I have to pick, but I like most of them that are on here.
I'm about to say,
it's not fair to take away my potatoes.
Okay, but what kind of fries are underneath the cheese? Because for me, they're shoestring.
I mean, just add cheese to any of the other fries that are on there.
I mean, that is actually what the description says. It literally is any kind of fries with cheese melted on top.
Yeah, we've done a movie one before, but I think this one has enough stupid answers on it that I'm kind of curious what you guys would say. Or not stupid answers, but I feel like everyone's going to pick the same ones maybe. So let me hit you with that one.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, this is a better one than the one that I found that was similar. So I don't want to go first, though.
You can only keep 3 movies, and your choices are Jurassic Park, The Shawshank Redemption, The Lion King, Dumb and Dumber, Forrest Gump, Titanic, Tommy Boy, Toy Story, and Pulp Fiction.
I got it.
Okay, let me hit you.
I mean, you guys already know my answers, probably.
Dalton, you go for it. Yeah, I got a feeling.
Lion King, Tommy Boy, and Toy Story.
Okay. Lindsay?
Jurassic Park, Lion King, Toy Story.
Okay. Hunter?
Sorry, I was looking for other memes. Oh, only 3 from the 90s. All right. Jurassic Park, definitely.
Of course.
Lion
King could suck a dick.
Jurassic Park.
Shut the fuck up, Shannon.
Tommy Boy. You're going to hate me, Dumb and Dumber.
What? I don't hate you.
Yep.
It's my, the best man for my wedding's favorite movie. And it's...
You talking about Perry?
Yeah, Perry. That's like... fucking top tier.
Shannon, brand. You and I have had this discussion before. Pulp Fiction is a great film once. I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm
that's
good
what I was
going to
say.
Lion King was fine. It's whatever. Lion King and Toy Story are not my favorite Disney movies, so eh. Shawshank is another movie that honestly I think is great once. Forrest Gump, great once. Titanic, great once. But yeah, if it's something I can only keep 3, which means I can watch them over and over. Jurassic Park, Tommy Boy, Dumb and Dumber. I would, frankly, to be honest with you, not like to have 2 comedies there. I would love to have something else, but I'm not going to watch any of these other movies over and over and over.
Well, because you and I had almost the same pick, except
we did too. For me, it's Jurassic, Tommy, and Toy Story.
For me, it's Jurassic, Tommy, and Pulp. Yeah.
But I side with Hunter on the Pulp. All right, I've seen it twice. I'm okay.
I got a better one. This one's a good one. You're gonna like this one. You have to pick 3 of these. They don't have a rule on this, but let's say 3 of these that you have to watch once a month, and the rest you never have to watch again. I don't know, something like that. Point is, they're terrible films, and I'm curious which terrible films you guys are gonna pick.
So pick 3 of these.
No. Pick 3 of these to say to keep, and then the rest
that you okay.
The rest go away forever. Well, hold on. Here's your,
yeah, this is pretty easy, I think.
Here's your choices. The Super Mario Brothers, Ninja Turtles 3, Batman and Robin, Double Dragon, Kazam, Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas, Street Fighter, Godzilla, and Son of the Mask. I don't think it's so easy.
You should clarify Godzilla 97, 98, which
Godzilla 98. Yeah, 98. Yeah. All right,
or
so
the American Godzilla.
Yeah, this is super easy.
I've got my three.
The top
too.
Three. Mario, Turtles 3, really? Batman and Robin.
Did not expect
okay,
that.
So
see, I'm different.
Yeah, same here.
I got a little bit different. Turtles 3, Batman and Robin, and Kazam.
See, I'm different. I'm still different.
Yeah, because you're going to put
Street Godzilla, Fighter Batman, and Robin.
I'm still a little different.
Oh, you would watch 98 Godzilla again?
Super.
I mean,
don't get me wrong. I also could use more sleep in my life, but.
You're not wrong.
Super Mario Brothers, Street Fighter, and Godzilla.
Yeah. I mean, again, we knew you were going Godzilla and Street Fighter. I love. Street Fighter's fun.
Here's
it
the thing.
So fucking
I think
dumb,
you guys picked Godzilla the same way that Dalton and I picked Batman and Robin. Even the worst movie of those franchises is still Batman or still Godzilla.
Yep.
Exactly. So, and that's why I picked Batman.
And I just want to point out, I'm on a defense of Godzilla 1998 real quick. For all of the, like, if Zane Laney's listening to this, he might take offense to this. But people that say that this movie ruined Godzilla, have you ever actually watched a lot of those Godzilla films from Japan? They're terrible. They're terrible. They look dumb. They have the guy in the rubber suit. There's one where Godzilla flashes a peace sign and, like, dances around like a fucking goof. Like a Kansas City something. I forget how it goes.
No.
The Godzilla 98 is nowhere near as bad as those. So I don't understand why all the hate for 98. It's not great, 98, but why the hate?
I mean, it's not even good.
It was the first movie I ever saw in theaters. So it will always hold a place in my heart. For nostalgic November, that's very nostalgic for me.
There you go. I mean, I could definitely, for the nostalgia purpose, go for Turtles 3, but I didn't really have that ASA moment where the glass shattered. That happened while I was like a teenager. There was very much that realization of, oh, this is not good compared to the others. Although, it was one of the first times I saw hockey in any form.
I never liked Turtles 3 even when it came out. I just, for whatever reason, even as a kid when I saw it, I thought, that's bullshit.
Well, and there's the difference. Turtles 3 came out, what, 95? So you would
have
been.
I was already 36 at that point.
Right, I was like 4.
Right. Okay, I got you. Lindsay, what about you? Wait, no, hold on. I can pick. I bet I can guess.
Go ahead.
Well, you got
Mario
one.
Brothers.
Uh huh.
Son of the Mask.
Nope.
And Kazam.
No.
What is it?
Mario Brothers, Batman and Robin, and Godzilla.
I'm not laughing.
Everybody glossed over the Flintstones. And I'm going to be honest with you. Because
Viva Rock Vegas was awful.
Even if that was the first one, I'd be like, oh, I'm good, man. The Flintstones
I agreed.
A show.
I would take the first one over the sequel.
I mean, everybody would. But that's the thing. It's like, I love John Goodman. I love Rick Moranis. And it's still an easy pass.
The first one had John Goodman, but at the same time, it also had Rosie O'Donnell.
You said that? I said that. No, refresh me. Was it the first one or the second one that had Kyle?
You absolutely did not say Rosie O'Donnell. That was the Shannon original.
I didn't, but no one should.
Kyle, which Kyle? Oh, Kyle MacLachlan?
Thank you.
The first
one. That's what I thought. Okay. I just kept wanting to say the agent from Twin Peaks. Like, okay, that's not his actual name. He hasn't.
That's a bunch of dildos.
They were the ones that were right next to the Four Seasons landscaping.
Also, the first one had Halle Berry as, I believe, a character named Sharon Stone.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Vegan butt stuff.
Whoa.
Please, new topic.
Hunter, do another one, please. Do another butt plug.
What? No. Another one?
Another pick three. Another pick three.
I finally scrolled down through everything.
Hang on, I ran out of pick two and pick three. Let me see if there's a pick four, because I can't find anything else.
I just love that we're blowing past the fear being shown tech decks.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? All right, so let's try this. Oh, not that. Let's not
try this.
Let's try this instead. Let's try this.
Cody, you were better.
You can only pick four to start your journey of survival. What will they be?
In the zombie, is it a zombie outbreak or is it
zombie outbreak?
Okay, so it's not.
Which one of these can kill me fastest?
Probably the shotgun.
I need Cody to tell me who wore it best.
Oh, no, it's Ahmed Johnson.
There you go.
It's always so, Ahmed Johnson.
All right, so I'm just going to delete this and bring it back down.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it.
All right, hang on. There.
So for there me... For me, it's going to be, and mine's just based purely on the cool factor, motorcycle, silenced handgun, and katana. I'm going to die really quick. But
you
for
get
that,
four.
You get four, yeah.
Then let's also go with, you know what goes good with a silenced handgun, a katana, and a motorcycle? An AK-47.
Sure. What else? Who else?
Oh, I mean, that's four. For me, let's see here. Water purifier, respirator mask. CB radio shotgun.
Well, they're being real generous here. Like, normally it's like, do you want three sticks and a piece of bread? And this one it's, do you want a machine gun and a motorcycle? Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right.
So, I'm going to go with first aid kit, water purifier, Jeep, and silent handgun.
Why do you say it like that? Jeep.
I hesitated on that.
But again, why the silenced handgun? What benefit does a silenced handgun have for you?
It's silent.
Attract all the other ones.
You dumb bitch.
I mean, here's the thing. If you're shooting, you're probably shooting it more than one, so there's always going to be others nearby.
I mean,
and I don't know if any of you have been around a silenced handgun. They're not as quiet as you.
Cody, I have played GoldenEye.
Are they more quiet than an AK-47?
Well, no. Yes.
And is the fire rate quicker than a crossbow?
It depends on how competent you are with a handgun.
Dalton, if I've got an AK-47, clearly I'm not going for silence. I want them to hear it because I want to see.
My issue isn't with you, Shannon. It's with Cody right now.
Every one of you people passed over the German Shepherd, and now I'm wondering why we're all friends once again.
No,
because here's the thing, Hunter. Everything dies in a zombie outbreak, and I don't need that.
That's the exact right answer. Yep.
Yeah. Because I'm going to see them munch on the dog, and then I'm going to be depressed.
And then I'll be
using the silenced
handgun.
People assume you're going to die. Well, that's so lame. Come on. We're the protagonists. Hunter. We're not going to die.
He's never seen 28 Weeks Later.
28 Weeks Later, he's never played any of the Left 4 Deads.
I absolutely saw 28 Weeks Later. That was the one with Katherine Heigl, and she's in all the weddings, right?
Yes.
I watched that episode of The Office today where she got him confused.
It absolutely is.
All right, let's move on.
All right, if you had
this
to vote,
is one of the old classics. Here we go.
If you had to vote for one president...
No.
Well, the real votes.
One's going to protect you. The other eight will try to kill you. Your options are the Terminator, the T-800 Terminator, Predator, Batman, Wolverine, Hellboy, Judge Dredd, Darth Vader, Marv from Sin City. As you can see, one of these things is not like the other. And RoboCop.
Yeah, I was going to say Marv, man. I'm sure he does well. He's good at his job.
I'm going to go with RoboCop. Only because he shot through a woman's dress and shot a dude in the penis.
I'm sorry. Why would you not pick the Terminator?
Wolverine.
He absolutely will not.
An option, and we all know how this works.
Batman has a plan for everybody.
That's right. Batman's power is that he'll figure it out.
I fucking hate Batman.
But RoboCop.
RoboCop's awesome, but he's too slow. Useless. He's too slow.
Yeah, RoboCop had a plan all the way up until they shot him 8 million times.
But he came
and
back.
And then he got a better plan.
That's true.
He came back, and then every time he came back, it was diminishing returns.
Uh-huh.
All right, I got a better question for you.
What about when he was a WCW Hunter?
I said diminishing returns. which character has the best movie out of all of them?
Darth RoboCop. Vader.
Yeah. I don't know why I considered it a hard
question.
It's
Darth Vader.
Realized that Vader was in the corner.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Dread was a really, really good movie.
I do know. Darth Vader has six of them, and most of them are better than all these others.
See, I can't back that up. I love Star Wars as much as the next person, but I'll be honest. I like RoboCop better than Star Wars. Don't kill me.
Hey, you guys.
Okay, that's not the answer I expected.
Don't kill me.
I was waiting for T2. To be the
I love T2. It's just RoboCop. There's something about that. It's the comedy in it. It's the on the nose fucking consumerism and the violence and the gore. I don't know, man. Something about RoboCop always just like out of all of these films listed, RoboCop is probably my favorite movie.
You know who has the worst movies of all of these? It's
Batman.
Hellboy.
No. Are you serious?
I was going to make a joke that was Marv.
Hellboy has three movies, and one of them is good.
That is true.
Have you all ever watched the It's Always Sunny episode where Fat Mac wrestles?
Yes. Oh. That's not...
I need to go on a fucking diet.
That's not good.
Hang on. Leave that picture there. Don't put anything else up. I'll be right there.
Did you get... Well, hold on. No, I think the
Don't post anything else. Say whatever you want, but don't post anything else. I'll be right there.
I was going to say, I think the Predator films are actually worse than the Hellboy films.
Well, don't ask Tanner because he doesn't
Predator
know.
Predator 2, for sure.
No, wait, who said that?
Me.
I was waiting for it.
Predator 2 is fine. It's everything after it that's terrible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dread, though, man, that was a good damn movie. Have you seen that one?
The one with Carl Urban? No, I haven't bothered.
Oh, dude, it's incredible. It's incredible. It is super violent and super awesome. Oh, hold on.
Every time I see that picture, I'm like, I'm fat as shit.
Oh, if you do it on the website, it plays the theme in your head real loud because I didn't know it did that, and suddenly I was like, back up. Oh, here we go. We should definitely do this one. I finally found one that is critical for us to do as a group. It's a pick three. It's a pick three again. Here we go. You can only keep three of these.
So, wait, is this the shitty Pentecostal girl playlist? Like, what the fuck did you just show us?
What did you just bring upon this cursed land?
Right.
If I really have to pick three, coffee, Netflix, and...
Say tacos. Don't be a fucking idiot.
Well, I'm thinking I could probably use some jeans.
Or some tea.
Yeah.
Tea is delicious.
It's going to be tea, jeans, and books.
Coffee, Netflix, and tea.
Chocolate, Netflix, and jeans.
Oh, I'm sorry. None of you guys like pajamas? Like, come on.
My pajamas are basketball shorts. I don't have... That's fine.
You want to give those up?
Sure. I'm fat and unathletic. What are basketball shorts doing
for
me? So
am I. Look at my wrestling picture.
So, I know she may hear this, and she's going to listen to this later, so I'll go ahead and pick three for Maria, just knowing her as I know her. It's definitely coffee... leggings and pajamas, because for some reason she likes pajamas. I don't understand people that wear pajamas to bed. I don't get it, but some people enjoy that.
Okay, riddle me this, because this is actually going to change my answer. Does jewelry include watches?
Yes.
I
gotta get rid of something.
Lindsay, let me ask you, does jewelry include cock rings?
Jesus Christ, I don't even know where this is going.
Obviously.
Alright, I just grabbed this one at random. We're moving on.
Yep, Maria definitely heard me because I just got a message.
So this is for weapons or power? Like, what's happening?
It says if you had to choose one, and it tells you all the different things you could pick.
Because my eyesight is so shitty, I can only read about a third of these.
Lindsay, if you click on it, and then at the bottom left, it'll say open original. Click open original. Like, it'll make it bigger.
That's what she said.
Nope, it's still shitty quality.
All right, well, Lindsay, just pick, just say Thor's hammer.
Why?
I don't know.
You only have one.
You just want me to say Thor's hammer?
That wasn't for you.
Man, this...
I mean, I know. Hunter, are you going to pick Darth Vader's force?
It's a weird... That's a weird phrase. Darth Vader's force. It's not his force. Right. He doesn't own the force.
It's the force.
You can't have it.
He's got a lifetime lease on it.
His ability to use the force, I guess. I don't know. Even then, I don't know if I would. All right, so let's nail down some things here and be super nerds. You have to choose one. What would you choose? And a lot of this is like superhero or film-based powers and weapons and stuff. Let's just eliminate Green Lantern's ring right out of the gate because none of
Why?
Us have the willpower.
Imagination.
None of us have the willpower to wield that thing.
No.
It's not going to work. Well, we could also immediately get rid of Thor's hammer. None of us are going to be worthy. That's out.
That's true.
There's no way that works. None of us... Okay, you only get Flash's speed, but they made a point to say you don't get all the additional stuff. You will be torn to shreds the second you run and you're not wearing the suit. So that won't work. Same goes for Superman's flying ability. You're not invulnerable, so the second that you fly directly into a plane, you're done, son.
You know what?
Why are you flying that high?
You know what?
You don't have to fly that
high. Still
yeah, but
I'm
let's
still
get real. Sooner or later, you would screw it up. The correct answer, and you're going to hate it, it's Batman suit and technology.
No, it's Spider-Man.
No, it's not Batman suit and technology, because the first time you press the fucking wrong button on his belt, half of fucking the city blows up. No, it's not that. It's
absolutely it is.
It's Superman's flying ability, because what's going to happen is I'll get about 15 minutes of fun, and then I'll crash into a jet, and I'll take everyone out with me, and then I'm happy.
You're not. You're dead.
I said it's not
the same thing. You and I have had this debate.
Okay, well, all right. Why wouldn't you take Wonder Woman's lasso then?
Because I don't need to know. I don't need to know truth. I know enough.
That would be
people
fun.
In this country.
That would be
this
fun.
Is another. It's Always Sunny bit. I don't know enough about Wonder Woman's lasso to know if that's true or not. But I feel like that's another thing where you have to be like linked to the Amazons to actually use that. So I'm gonna say that's right. A no. Dalton said Spider-Man's webs. What are you gonna do with them? You don't have the agility or capability to manage them.
Yes, I have. Have not you seen
that.
My wrestling
here's
photos?
The deal. Southeast Missouri.
Here's the deal. The
There's
only,
nothing tall enough to swing off.
The
all right, so,
most accurate, correct answer is Deadshot's weapons and accuracy, because you're getting the powers and the things to use them with.
Hunter, okay, so let me explain something to you. I could sit on my couch, or like on my
I'm
couch.
I'm
going to
kill him.
And my remote's going to be too far away.
Yeah.
I can just
this
web that
This is what he wants webbing
to
for. This is what he wants Spider-Man's weapon.
It's Dalton. Did you have higher aspirations because he doesn't? You know
Dalton,
better.
I think a better use for it would be to say, hey, Sadie, and when she turns around, just hit her in the face with it.
I think there's a term for that, isn't there? I read about it on Urban Dictionary one
time. I had a Spider-Man that hoe.
I was waiting for you to do the line from Dodgeball Hunter. I read about it in a book.
Wait till she turns around and clip your fingers together and go, Houdini.
No.
Lindsay remembers Houdini. Jeez. Wait, no, that came out wrong. I don't mean it like that. I mean,
for fuck's sake.
Went so far before completely breaking. That's good.
Oh, Shannon, take foot, insert in mouth.
Oh, it's not in his mouth. It's not in his mouth.
Title of your sex tape.
Oh, but you forgot the final word for it.
Oh, this is COVID. This is the horse time daddy edition.
Oh god, I hate
no,
you fuckers.
No, no, you're not no. calling it that. Oh, it's the A edition.
I even wrote a little song for it. It goes horsey, horsey, horsey. Wait. Can't you see? It's HRSCTIME.
I've got the picture for tonight's show.
Oh. What the fuck?
Oh, that's it?
Why is Lightning McQueen driving to Brazil?
It's because they can't stop the car. What is this?
Are you talking about the sound? I can't say it without laughing.
It's the sound of mom brought a friend home from the bar.
Ew.
He can't handle it.
I broke myself.
All right, I'm going to post this and I'm going to freaking delete it because naturally.
Oh. I just choked on my own mucus.
And there it goes.
Hunter, can you send that to me privately?
Yeah, same.
For scientific reasons.
I'm gonna need you to do the same for me. I got some coworkers that would love to see.
Where
it.
Can I put it? I'm trying to.
Don't actually just don't. You, it's okay.
Put it in my Facebook and then we'll delete it.
That one's too dark. I'm gonna take that one.
I've seen it once. It's fine.
That one's too dark.
What was it?
No,
the chipmunk on the scout you run the chipmunk.
No, the one I posted was too dark. It's gone. It's gone.
Oh, I'm sad that I missed
for
it.
For fuck's sake.
All right, I removed it. I removed it from my Facebook, Hunter.
Yes, that's a good move.
Oh, my God.
I'm sending it to a coworker right now.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
I have entered a side of the internet that is just, I don't know what's going on.
What? What?
I didn't, that's a new Twitter follow,
This is going away immediately.
No! No!
And there it goes.
Oh.
Jesus Christ!
Oh.
That was a good one.
Hunter, I don't know what part of the internet you're on, but I would recommend closing your browser, out of there, man. Turning off your computer, and walking away.
That's terrifying.
Speed. Isn't that the guy that makes Law and Order?
No, that's Speedweed.
That's Speedweed. Let's give a real quick.
Him and Dick Wolf.
Let's not give a shout out to Speedweed.
No, boo. Boo this man.
Boo this man.
Oh, we God. Really need to videotape this at some point.
We started so strong.
No, we didn't.
Fuck. I would say Celebrity Jeopardy was all right, and then immediately noticed
I think
that.
I changed my mind. This is the picture for the show, the one I just posted.
It's a pretty solid one. It's pretty solid.
I already saved the Obama one, man. I'm not going to...
I'm going to delete this for Billy's sake.
Oh.
And there it goes.
You can almost hear that that sex pillow telling that baboon, Daddy.
Dalton is out. He left 5 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
What the?
My everything hurts right now.
And it's gone. Oh, these are like hot, spicy memes. You got to get them in the moment or else they're useless. They're gone immediately afterward. No.
Too realistic. Too realistic.
Oh, is that our boy? Bailout. That's our boy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's our guy, I'm pretty sure.
That's our guy, yeah.
What's all right. It look like he's saying, Shannon?
All right, Dalton, what?
What's it look like he's saying?
Wow.
Just say it.
I don't know.
Daddy.
God damn it.
Ah, gross.
All right, Dalton, you show up on the set for your first adult film that you're at.
Sega PlayStation.
Shit.
This edible taking forever.
I tried to...
That's a mistake my sister made in Colorado a couple of years ago.
What?
She ate like 3 edibles because she thought they were taking too long, and then they went out to eat at like a pizza restaurant 30 minutes later, and apparently it melted down.
Tag yourself, I'm NyQuil Jordan.
I'm Chicago dumb.
Balls.
Well, yeah. I guess I'm Balls 22.
Oh, wait, is that our boy?
Yeah, that's him.
Is it really?
No.
Okay.
I was about to say, would you even have access to those images? And if so,
what about
this
one?
It's probably all on the work computer.
Oh, remember?
Gosh.
Oh, wow. That's disturbing.
There's something about the furry sector of America that really turns me on.
Here, have a couple of these and cleanse your palate. Frosted water pop tarts.
Frosted water. Oh, but Lindsay, is he looking for the Chired?
The Chired. God damn. It's real.
That's it. I know that's not what Peter McNichol says, but every single time that's what I hear, just because it's that crazy accent.
It's my favorite actress, Riri Sobieski.
Never mind, I found the picture for tonight. It's too much. I can't anymore. I can't do it. This is the last 10 minutes of the show. It's just this. Why?
No! What?
No!
I'm in a bad place, guys.
No!
No!
I need someone to save me.
We'll watch The Mandalorian after this.
Stop pushing my buttons. Anyway.
What? No.
So apparently, to clean the palate a little bit before we go... Netflix has renewed Space Force for season 2. And it's gone.
Oh, God.
Wait, Space Force did a what now?
Space Force has been renewed for season 2.
Oh, I didn't watch season 1, though. So.
What's this about Gabbo?
Well, then why are we excited about season 2? Gabbo!
I didn't say I'm excited for season 2. I'm saying they renewed it. There is a distinct difference there. Apparently, they're adding Norm Hiscock, who's the guy that works with Greg Daniels on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So maybe it can be better.
Sure. That's something they can try.
Unfortunately, Space Force had the same problem as season one of The Office and season one of Parks and Rec. They kind of don't know what they're doing, and it you can feel it on screen.
Well, I heard that it was derivative.
It is pedantic,
too. I heard
it
was shallow.
Yeah.
That actually, so we'll leave it on a, you reminded me of something that's not complete shit posting by everybody. There was a show that was on Fox for like two seasons, I think, called Ghosted. Do you guys remember that one?
Yes.
Adam Scott and Craig Robinson.
Yeah, and the first season was completely different from the second season because the second season they almost wiped the entire board, the slate clean, and made it like The Office. Like the first season they actually went out like X-Files and it was like a parody of, you know, those kind of shows. And then in the second season, they never left The Office. They just sat, they just like, it was The Office basically with paranormal. And I got into that show and then they canceled it, but whatever, I don't care anymore.
Speaking of Ghost, tangential shows. Do you see that new project with Simon Pegg and what's
Nick
his
Frost?
Face on Amazon?
I want to watch it. I haven't seen it yet though. Also,
I just saw the ads for it.
They also
Truth Seekers. There is Truth.
They also put a new ghost out in Phasmophobia. So Cody.
No.
Cody. Cody.
No, thank you.
This one is The Grudge style. Like the chick literally crawls toward you.
Oh I just found a picture of it. There
worse.
It is.
Fuck.
Oh my.
So, that's suburban vampiro?
That's black metal Christian.
The only thing worse than black metal Christian is actual Christian.
I don't need to know. I can hear you looking it up. I'm good.
No! No! That wasn't me.
I can. It was. It stops every time you start talking because you can't do both at the same time.
Oh,
so,
no, wait. We hit our hour, boys and girls.
I just found the picture for what will be the last time. When we finally decide this is over, this is it. Hang on. Ah, it happened at the same time. Go up. Dalton hits.
Loss of loved ones, adios. So, Hunter, does that mean you do not want this picture of Chris Chan?
Oh,
I haven't even looked, and the answer is yes.
Please get rid of that, please.
Yep, I was right.
I can't click it fast enough. Hold on. And it's gone. And it's gone.
And it's gone. That's the subtitle for this show.
Now.
And it's gone.
All right. I think that's going to do it for us, for the love of fuck.
Please.
Oh, man.
Oh, put this show out of its misery.
Let's recap the week real quick. Monday, no show. So, you're welcome. Yep.
Batting 1,000.
Tuesday, we had we had no show Tuesday either. I'm sorry.
Well, we did. It just didn't get aired until Wednesday.
Wednesday, we had two shows. We had the new episode of PZ85 Plays, which was a fucking chore. And then there was a new episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted with Dalton and Asa. Last night, no show. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That was my fault.
Light week.
Wow. Blame COVID. We'll be back next week with all new episodes of Nerd Up, PZ85 Plays, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, Nostalgic November, Horse Time, Get Off Me Obama, whatever we're doing, I don't know.
Is that a new show?
Jesus.
Corey
get
in the Blast.
Get Off Me Obama. Oh, no, everything this coming week should be on time. We should have the regular rotation back.
Oh,
so yes,
man.
Plays is on Tuesday. We're back to the normal schedule.
Nerd Up on Monday.
Very, very likely that we actually might finish the Queen of Mary Darkness, which would end Act One of Dawn of Defiance. So yeah, you got to be on top of it because it may happen.
I might be able to taste things. So.
Yeah, you might not be sick anymore. That'd be nice.
Oh, baby. All right, we're going to get out of here. I want to thank no one for being here tonight. No, that's not true. I want to thank Hunter and Lindsay and Cody and Dalton and myself, of course, for being here tonight. I want to congratulate Derek for avoiding this. And
that dumb bitch.
He really is the luckiest one.
We'll be back next week with an all-new thing. Until then, take care of yourself, guys. Make sure you get out there and vote. The election's still going on. And
it's
we'll,
not. No, don't do that.
Herd dirt bottle ketchup, backup ketchup, ketchup packet good. Hunter, take us out.
Later.